News. Remembrance Sunday, 13th November 2022. As veterans across the country come together this month to remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice, a small number of you will be representing the charity at the Cenotaph in London. For those not heading to London and who wish to attend a parade, we encourage you to mark this important occasion by representing the charity at events in your local area, surrounded by your loved ones and fellow veterans who live in your area. Two members, Nolene and Jim, tell us what marking remembrance locally means to them. Nolene, I never miss it. I've been attending Remembrance Day parades each year since I was a small child. During the First World War, my grandfather lost four brothers, and I then joined the armed services, making remembrance even more important to me and my family. I'm extremely honoured to be laying the wreath on behalf of Blind Veterans UK at my local event in Pontypridd this year, in memory of those who gave their life for us. It's very humbling. I'm sure it will be emotional, as it always is. I always shed a tear. Jim, it's important to me. I haven't been to my local cenotaph ceremony for the last 2 years due to COVID, but I will be back this year as it's important for me to remember those who have lost their lives through the ages to defend our freedom. I served for 39 years in the Corps of Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers, having signed up when I was just 15. All through my service, I attended remembrance events. I'm fortunate to live within a mile of the charity's new centre in Rustington, so it seems even more important now to represent Blind Veterans UK in the town this Remembrance Sunday. We'd love to include a photo of you at your local event in the December review. Please email it to revieweditor@blindveterans.org.uk by the 14th of November. John launches his book. If you enjoyed the extracts from John McCowan's memoirs, which appeared in the May, June and July issues of Review, you can now buy the book. The former Desert Rat, who's 101, started writing down his memories of war during lockdown, supported by his family and Blind Veterans UK volunteer Francis Nixon. John has now had his book published and launched it at the end of July with a queue snaking outside of the shop. John says, in 2019, I joined a group of veterans on an organised trip to Normandy to mark 75 years since the D-Day landings. During the trip, a lot of memories which had laid dormant for many years were rekindled. A few months later, the outbreak of the pandemic and the introduction of the lockdown restrictions led me to wonder how I'd pass my time. I'm pleased to say that this charity, along with other veteran charities, came to my rescue. They encouraged me to stay in touch with other veterans by phone and over the internet. I was also encouraged to write a book, which was the seed that germinated my decision to write of my experiences during the Second World War. This kept me busy and took me right through the lockdown period. I was quite happy at home writing and found the days weren't long enough. I hope my story will make others appreciate the horrors and grief war leaves behind. You can buy A Centenarian's Memories of World War II by John McCowan in large print at Whitey's Bookshop, Peebles, for £14.99. Call 01721 588 170 or email Whitey's Books and Crafts, that's all one word, and Whitey's is Whitey's, so Whitey's Books and Crafts at gmail.com to order. All profits go to Blind Veterans UK and a local COVID-19 charity. Members enjoy an adventure in Llandudno. In August, a group of intrepid members embarked on an adventure week at Llandudno. The week was full of epic activities, including tandem cycling, indoor climbing and canoeing. Beautiful friendships were forged over the week, and the group is now planning to return for a holiday together at some point in the future. Footy team win for Blind Veterans UK. Community football team, the North Wales Dragons, hosted a charity football match in September to raise money for us and won. The team was sent up in 2008 to support good causes. They use football as a vehicle to raise money and awareness for local and national charities. Before the match, our Vice President and local resident, Billy Baxter, met the team in their dressing room to thank them for taking part. He spoke about how the charity has helped him deal with his own sight loss. Match Secretary of the club, Matt, said, "Many of our players are around the age Billy was when he lost his sight. For them to hear about his experience as a man in his late 30s with a young family to support and to imagine the impact sight loss would have on their own lives really brought home the importance of raising money for Blind Veterans UK. It certainly motivated us to do well in the match. We hope to continue to support the charity with activities at their centre and with fundraising where we can."